Welcome back to In Focus here, News Radio KMAN here at 919. We continue our conversation here today with Fort Riley guests. And this segment, we're going to talk Memorial Day Safety Awareness and Safety Month with Dawn Douglas. She is the Safety and Occupational Health Specialist in the Garrison Safety Office. This is happening May 21st through the 23rd, kind of a three-day event.
Yeah, this is something we're doing differently. Normally, we celebrate our Safety Month and the National Safety Month, which is in the month of June. But we had a great thing happened. KTRSO, the Kansas Traffic Safety Resource Office, received a grant, and they decided to invest that grant money to help us put on this overarching event. So we got a bunch of community partners together, along with Irwin Army Community Hospital, the PX Exchange, and the 3Rs program, and we were able to put on a big event, and now we're able to target different target audiences. So on the 21st of May, we're going to target our family members at the PX, and then on the 22nd, the focus will be the soldiers, and then on the 23rd, the focus will be our Department of Army of the Army civilians. So this is a huge event that we're doing for in preparation for the 102 days of summer from Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend.
All right. So the goal of the campaign then, why do something like this?
Well, if you think about it, during the summer months, that's when we have an opportunity to unwind and kind of get involved in recreational activities. But we still serve the military. There are still soldiers. There are still DA civilians. So any injury that might happen, even during the summer months, is going to affect readiness. So we want to keep people aware of the fact that we need to exercise personal risk management. And there are some focus areas where people get injured in the summer months that we want to target to make sure that people are being aware of those hazards and dangers. So we do this as a part of our holistic approach to safety, because we think that safety is integral to readiness. So we want to make sure that we keep everybody in the fight. So our fighting men go out there and they defend our nation, but they can be taken out with a sports injury or injured on vacation or doing a variety of different activities. So our main focus is to make sure that we keep that mindset of readiness and exercising personal risk management.
Oh, and you know, obviously safety is a pretty broad category. What specific areas of safety and injury prevention will this focus on
here? Well, since we're doing three different days, each day we're going to focus on a couple of things that are particular to that targeted audience. But in general, we're going to talk a lot about child passenger safety, because people will be traveling with their families during the summer month on vacation. We're going to talk about sports and sporting activities and a lot of ATV, dirt bike, wheeled things. We're going to talk a lot about boating safety. We're going to talk about those things that you do every day, like driving, making sure that we don't drive impaired, making sure that we don't drive distracted. We're going to talk about speeding and just, like I said, personal risk management. But we got some special things going on. We shot a great video of low water crossings. You noticed over this past couple of weeks, we've had torrential rain coming down, and that has increased the opportunity for flash floods and flooding areas. So we want to talk about the low water crossing areas on the installation to make sure people are aware of the dangers of navigating floodwaters when they're in those areas. So we did a great video. We're featuring that video. We're going to talk a lot about motorcycle safety. As you know, this area has a great motorcycle riding population, so we want to talk about that. We also want to talk about privately owned weapon safety. We want to completely avoid negligent discharges and anything that might harm someone when handling a weapon. We're going to talk about wellness programs. One of our features that we're going to really focus on is what we call 3Rs, and that's unexploded ordnance safety. So we're going to talk a great deal about that. And then we're going to talk about some things that are specific to the things that soldiers do as far as inspections and things that they do as a part of their jobs.
Wow. So this covers quite a wide base here.
It's overarching. And so that's why we're glad that we're able to spread it out over 3 days.
Yeah, absolutely. And so as far as people eligible to attend these events, who can come out?
anybody basically that can get on Fort Riley can come to the event, and we encourage as many people to come out as they can, because we're going to do tremendous giveaways. A part of that grant that KTRSO received, they purchased. We have an inventory of car seats. We've got it over 50 car seats that we're going to be raffling off, car seats for toddlers and infants, and so we're giving those away free at those events. Also, we have motorcycle helmets, and we're going to be giving those away, and we're going to give away bike helmets, and the PX has been generous, and we're going to raffle off some bikes. So the event is a safety event, but we're creating a sort of fair atmosphere so that people can get a ton of giveaways as well as a lot of informational things that will help them be educated and aware of the risk and danger. So on the 21st, as I said before, we're going to target family members. So since the families are going to come to the PX, they're going to have face painting, giveaways, raffles, drawings, games, all kind of entertaining things. We're going to do static displays. We're going to do demonstrations. It's going to be cool.
Yeah.
And then on the 22nd, when we focus on soldiers, they're going to be doing things like Humvee inspections, and they're going to do a lot of we have a full-size motorcycle simulator that we're going to have out there where they can do ride on a motorcycle and simulate different hazards that they may encounter. We're going to have a ground guide booth, our UXO, unexploded ordnance station. We're going to have static displays and things like that. And then the fire department is actually going to do an extraction. So we're going to have a lot of things that they can do and participate in and be very interactive. And then on that final day, we partner with a great partner, the Irwin Army Community Hospital, and we're going to just focus on the DA civilians. We're going to focus on wellness. We're going to focus on ATV and dirt bike and motorcycles and boats and all of those things that would be attractive or be interesting to that target audience.
You know, in summertime, people like to be out and about more. This is probably a good lead into that, because I don't know what the statistics show, but probably more injuries happen during the summer.
A lot of more injuries happen in the summer I can say that there are particular hazards of the summer because of the hot weather, because of the fact that a lot of people take leave in PCS and ETS and are going and traveling on the roads more probably during the summer months. So there are injuries that are specific to that time of year. So you're going to have more people out swimming at lakes. So there's always the increased hazard of drowning or a boating accidents or certain things that happen in the summer, definitely heat injuries and things like that. So we want to focus on those things that are a part of the summer season.
All right. Here we're speaking with Don Douglas, Safety and Occupational Health Specialist, Garrison Safety Office at Fort Riley. As far as the rest of the summer, what other things do you have planned here?
As far as the rest of the summer, we still maintain our campaigns and focusing on different things each month. Like in the month of July, we'll talk about fireworks safety. We'll talk about grilling safety. We'll talk about camping safety. So throughout the summer, we'll still focus on those key injuries and accidents and those hazards that happen during those months. But this event is such an overarching event that we hope that we can set the tone for the entire summer. If we can go through the summer without a fatality, that would be just a testament to just how aware we are about protecting ourselves, and especially our soldiers who do such a wonderful job at defending our nation. We wouldn't want them taken out of the fight because they got injured with something with their family or something recreational.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, is there any other key points of safety you'd like listeners to know about here today?
Well, we take the approach that accidents are preventable. With preparation, with education, with personal risk management, you can prevent accidents from happening. So we partner with all of those agencies that focus on something that takes care of our community. We're a community that we are our brother's keepers, so we want to take care of our community. We want to increase the awareness, especially of traffic safety and being out on the roads and all of the hazards that come with that. And then we want people to have an opportunity to see Fort Riley, to see the community and the mindset of Fort Riley, and to see how well we can work together and come together with our community partners, because we've got 29 separate venues, and we've got 25 organizations coming together to support this activity. So if people want to know more about it, we've done a great thing on Fort Riley. Our safety office has its own app, the USAG Safety Go app. It's a public app. You can download it from the Apple or Android store. There isn't any security concerns. We don't even collect email addresses. You can just download it, and you can find out the activities for each day. And also, Fort Riley has an app, the Fort Riley app, so they can find out information there. And then, of course, we want to do a great social media campaign. So we want people to take pictures and show what a good time they're having. So we're using the hashtag Safety Day during that event.
Okay. Hashtag Safety Day. That's a good one. May 21st through the 23rd, this is the Fort Riley Safety Office Memorial Day Safety Awareness and Injury Prevention Campaign. Wow, a lot of good stuff. Thanks so much for telling us about it.
Oh, thanks so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Don Douglas, again, our guest. We also thanks to Monica Smith, Education Services Specialist. They have their graduation ceremony coming up May 23rd, 1 p.m. at the Courtyard Marriott Convention Center in Junction City. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for having us.
We'll continue in focus this on K-Man.
The K-Man Morning Show is brought to you by ESB Financial. Did you know that ESB Financial has shred boxes in their lobbies for their clients to use year-round to protect their identity?
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent locally today help build a better community for tomorrow.
It's getting warmer, and Baskin-Robbins has the treats you need, from sundaes and shakes to cones and cakes. And to keep your motor running, come in and have a cappuccino blast. Come see us today in downtown Manhattan. Baskin-Robbins, a Streeter family business, our family serving yours.
Midwest Ace Hardware is the perfect one-stop shop for all your home needs. Ace is around the block with what you need in stock, with the people who know.